appreciate you guys all sticking around. This is three in a row.
Marathon,
not a sprint.
Rip came here from East Gulf.
Yeah. Wow.
Craig, walk us through the decision-making process to stay on with Jerry as this team's GM.
Yeah, so obviously very disappointed with how the season went. And so you start an evaluation process. And I think the key to that is good process. And so, you know, obviously that starts with meetings with Jeremy and talking to him around what he learned from the season, his go-forward plan, and his decision-making process around retaining the head coach. So you go through that evaluation process with Jeremy. And at the end of the day, you know, I just truly believe that he's the best position to make the corrections that are required to get us back on track. He's a very good general manager. When you look at all the qualities that you look for in a general manager, Jeremy O'Day ticks all those boxes. He's had success, and I think that's also important to note. He's been through, been with this club for a number of years and has had success, and we've had some recent success. And there's a number of things that went wrong this year, and there's lots of lessons learned, and I think Jeremy's learned from that. I think he deserves an opportunity to correct.
What needs to be corrected?
Pardon me?
What needs to be corrected?
You know, there's the things that I'm sure you asked Jeremy about. So there's some things from a player personnel perspective, certain position groups. I know Jeremy wants to upgrade. You know, there's been lots of conversations around the offensive line, so you know that comes to mind. And so yeah, you know, obviously there's lots of decisions to be made, and I entrust Jeremy to do that, and he knows best what's to be done. And I think when you have somebody in house who's been through the year that we just went through, he understands best what needs to be done and how he'll go about to fix that.
Once you decide that Jeremy is going to be your guy, how much or how big of a part do you have in his decision-making process to retain Craig as the team's head coach?
Yeah, that's Jeremy's decision ultimately, but I do weigh in on that for sure, and provide him my perspective, and really want to understand from him what his process is and how he's going to evaluate the head coach. So he does that process, and he ultimately makes that decision. You know, I sat with both of them and wanted to you know, hear from Craig as well, and so you're involved to a certain extent, but ultimately that's the general manager's decision, is who the head coach of the football team is, and so it's Jeremy's decision.
Was any contemplation given to extending Jeremy's contract so you're not in what some may perceive to be a lame duck situation?
Yeah, no, there wasn't, Rob, and I think that often comes up, but I actually don't really subscribe to that a ton. There's enough checks and balances in place where you know, we know that Jeremy will make the right decisions for the future of the franchise, and so no, there wasn't that discussion, and we'll move into 2023, and Jeremy understands the expectations in 2023 as does Craig, and we'll deal with those things when we need to deal with them.
To factor in the football operations cap when making the decision or approving the overall plan, especially considering the situation that Chris Jones was lamenting in Edmonton last week?
No, it really didn't come into play. Ultimately, we've just got to make the right decisions for the future of the franchise. And there's certain rules around the football ops cap that you would have to be considered if you were going to make a change. But you could always make it work, and that's the key, is you could always make it work. But we felt the best decision for the Saskatchewan Roughriders Football Club was to retain Jeremy, and Jeremy made the decision to keep Coach Dickinson.
Is there a challenge perhaps in selling this to the public, given that there was at least some appetite for more moves than you ultimately made?
Yeah, you know, obviously we understand the frustration of the fans. We didn't live up to those expectations. The expectations were high this year, and that's a good thing. We want those expectations to be high, and we didn't live up to them. So I think one of the things that you know, when I talk about a good process, part of that was to take the emotion out of it, and to take a step back and have some perspective. And I think when we did that, you looked at some of the more recent success we've had with the current regime with Jeremy and Craig, and back-to-back West finals and a 4-1 start to the season. I think when you take the emotion out of it, we felt that the best decision was the decision we made today.
Were there any discussions with yourself and the board about your future?
Lots of discussions with the board around these types of things, and obviously understand that criticism comes with the job, and I understand that, and when you're the president and CEO and you're struggling on the field, and there's going to be criticism, and we've got a great board. They're a governance board. They deal with strategy and they deal with process and policies, and obviously they have a single employee, and that's the president and CEO. No, I've got the support of the board and worked with them through this process to make sure that they were comfortable with the decisions that we were making.
One of the big issues facing this team this year was the Gary Marino situation and how it was handled. Do you think there should have been a quicker decision when it came to eventually releasing Garrett Marino?
Everybody wants to point to that as a turning point, and certainly it had an impact on our season, for sure. But you know, the decisions that they made, there was, you know, obviously we talk about those and we talk about the rationale behind those decisions, and ultimately we made the decision to part ways with Garrett when we did, and coach felt that Garrett deserved an opportunity, a second chance, another opportunity, and we gave him that. And then ultimately when we determined that Garrett wasn't taking that second opportunity, we made the decision when we made it.
Hindsight 2020, but do you think that you should have got maybe out in front of it and came out and instead letting Craig kind of handle all the questions surrounding what was going on with that?
Yeah, you know, when you have a season like this, you do a lot of reflection. You do a lot of self-reflection. I've done a lot of self-reflection, and yeah, I 100% agree. I wish I would have spoke a lot earlier than I did on that topic. I think it was a week and a half later where I finally went out and talked about that incident, and yeah, I wish I would have spoken a little bit earlier. I think that might have helped some things, and I think it would have been the right thing to do. And upon reflection,
how much has this season affected season ticket sales heading into next year?
It's really, really early to make that assessment. To be honest, we know we got a lot of work to do, though. We got a lot of work to restore fans' confidence. We got a lot of work to do. To make sure we're doing the right things in the community. We got a lot of work to do post-COVID, post-pandemic, and I think that's lost a little bit too. I think the pandemic has been especially harder on the football club than I think we sometimes let on, just in terms of our inability to get out in the community and do some of the things that we really need to and want to do. So we need to do more of that, and we need to do more engagement with our fans and our season ticket holders, and there's a lot of hard work ahead of us, and we're absolutely committed to doing that.
What does Jeremy have to do next season? What does he have to do? He's not under contract to earn another deal.
Yeah, it's hard to say, Murray. Obviously, we know how everybody's evaluated. Everybody's evaluated on wins and losses, and we set goals here. We set goals of trying to compete to host home playoff games, and really we do that to put us in the best position to play in the Grey Cup. So that's always the goal every single year. We felt really good with the roster we had coming out of training camp, and that was across the board. Everybody felt really, really good, and that was our goal this year, was to try to compete to host a home playoff game to get us in a position to play in the Grey Cup game here. So the goals aren't going to change next year, and ultimately general managers and head coaches and presidents and CEOs get evaluated on wins and losses.
In 2015, a season and a half after Brendan and Corey won a Grey Cup, they were gone. This regime, over a longer duration, has yet to get to a Grey Cup. Why is this regime still intact when the other one was torn apart after a year and a half?
Yeah, no, it's an excellent question, Rob. And I think all I would say to that is each situation is different, and you go through an evaluation process each time, and you have the conversations that you need to have each time, and you go through. You know, what sort of that process tells you, and what sort of decision you feel is in the best interest of the franchise at that time. And right now I feel that this regime and Jeremy and Craig have earned the right and the opportunity to try to fix this and try to turn this around.
What do you got what's this club need to do just as a whole? A lot of fans were talking about feeling alienated. They no longer feel a connection to the team with how it went. How do you fix that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things. Winning is one of those things. And I think, you know, we do a lot of surveying as a football club. We probably do as much surveying as anybody. And we saw it. We saw it as soon as we started losing at home. We do something called Net Promoter Score, which is a brand recognition score, and really strong at the beginning of the year. We felt really good about our game day experience, and then as we started to lose, that score suffered, and so that's part of it. I talked a little bit about the community engagement. I've been really proud of how we've re-engaged with the community post-COVID. The launch of our mental wellness program is outstanding. The work we've been doing with Truth and Reconciliation, I think, is really, really good. We need to do more of that. We absolutely do need more of that. We need to do more communication with our fans. And make sure they feel valued. So there's a lot of work post Grey Cup that we need to do with our fans, and we're fully committed to doing that.
Could there be more of an emphasis, a priority of getting to the Grey Cup when you're hosting the Grey Cup? I remember Jeremy before the season says we try to get to the Grey Cup every year. You just said it yourself a few minutes ago, but it is a special year. 2013, you saw how big that was for the organization. You can retain more veterans like Lucius and Micah both got away last year. So is there something that could be done in that regard? And should there have been something more done?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, Glenn. You know, I think the goal is every year to play in the Grey Cup. It's a 9-team league, and everybody sets the same goal. And I think coming in out of this year, or coming into this year, pardon me, given the fact that we were in back-to-back West Finals, the thought was that if we retain the core of this team, and Jeremy felt strongly that if he upgraded in certain positions, that we had a team that could compete to play in the Grey Cup at home. So I think there was the belief that this team was close, and that we just needed to make a few adjustments to get us over the top. And ultimately, that didn't play out, but that was the belief. You know, I think Jeremy attacked the offseason with that in mind, and it was really around retaining the core of the team and adding pieces where he could to try to see if he could put this team, which was in back-to-back West Finals, over the top.
Pass protection, what was an issue all year, didn't get much better, but do you think something should have been done in season to fix that? Because staying pat led to what eventually occurred here.
Yeah, you know, I think that's really, you know, Jeremy and Craig's decision ultimately. And I think I mentioned earlier on that there's been lots of lessons learned, and I think everybody involved in this season has learned a lot of lessons. I've learned a lot of lessons. I know Jeremy has, and I know Craig has. And so I think they've taken some of those learnings, and I think as a result, we'll be a better organization for it next year.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Craig.